It is wise to reward loyalty with loyalty and disloyalty with distance. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we hear about how to deal with gaslighting from our friends at Brainy Dose. Enjoy.
Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation typically used by narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths. You've probably heard the term before, but might not be completely aware of how it works, or if anyone you know has been using it on you. Gaslighters basically manipulate how you see reality. They cause you to question your own abilities, memories, and even your sanity. When you've been gaslighted, you often feel like something is wrong with you, but you are not certain what or why. Here are some of the tactics gaslighters use to confuse and manipulate you. Number 1. They lie to you. Gaslighters are habitual and pathological liars. They will tell bald-faced lies and then insist that they are telling the truth, despite all evidence to the contrary. You can't convince them to admit to a lie. In fact, they will insist that any evidence you might offer is itself a lie. They demonstrate such conviction in their lies that they can cause you to second-guess objective truth. They will insist on their truth and can do so very persuasively. They are able to keep you feeling confused and off balance. Even when they don't fool you, you can be left with the impression that they are being perfectly sincere, albeit their position or perception is obviously wrong. Number 2. They undermine your reputation. Gaslighters are able to identify people who will take their side, no matter what the issue may be. They then recruit these people to attack you by making up rumors that call your character, or even your sanity, into question. They may even state that they are concerned about you and suggest to others that your behavior is disturbing. This approach can be very effective. By initiating and then dominating the narrative, the gaslighter will gain allies while keeping them in the dark as to what is really going on. They may even tell you that other people think there is something wrong with you, while others might not be saying any such things at all. But unfortunately, a gaslighter can be very convincing, and this can devastate your relationships with people. Number 3. They steer you away from the actual topic. When you ask a gaslighter about something, or try to nail them down for something they have said or done, don't be surprised if they change the subject without addressing it. They will often either ask you a question to deflect you or accuse you of something. A gaslighter will typically react by claiming that they never said what you say they did. They will accuse you of remembering incorrectly or imagining things, or suggest that you got the idea from your crazy friends. Number 4. They ridicule how you think and feel. A gaslighter may try to gain control over you by discounting your feelings and thoughts. They will accuse you of being overly sensitive or tell you that your thought processes are faulty. Typical statements include, "Don't you think you're getting too emotional?" Or, "How in the world could you think something foolish like that?" By trivializing you, they disarm any point of view you have or any argument you make. This can make you question yourself and the validity of your own views and feelings. You could then come to lose self-confidence and even self-respect, leaving you vulnerable to their thought control. Number 5. They transfer blame. Gaslighters love to transfer blame to others. If you sense that someone is constantly twisting a discussion so as to place blame on you, that person is very likely a natural gaslighter. These people don't stop at facts. If you try to simply talk about how they are making you feel, a gaslighter will construe what you are saying so as to blame you for how you feel. They are so adept at this that you can end up thinking that their bad behavior is your fault. They even tell you that they would treat you better if only you acted differently. Number 6. They deny doing anything wrong. Gaslighters never do anything wrong, and they are never responsible for anything that goes wrong. If they make a bad decision or fail at something, they avoid taking responsibility for it. If their actions have caused you pain, they will not admit to it. Gaslighters do not apologize. This behavior further injures and frustrates victims, who are left wondering what they have done to earn such treatment. As a result, these victims are often unable to overcome their hurt feelings. Number 7. They turn compassion into a weapon. When cornered, gaslighters will appeal to your compassion and understanding, but they use compassionate words merely as a form of attack. They may say something like, "How could you think I would ever do anything to hurt you on purpose? You know how much I care for you." It sounds like an apology, but it is really an accusation. It is not authentic, and you will feel somehow unsatisfied with it, although you might not realize why.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.